Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania. I'm Pastor Joel Sickler, and I look forward to sharing this next half hour with you.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power. Whiter than snow. There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
Your King.
There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Would you live daily His praises to sing?
There's wonderful power in the blood.
As believers in Christ, we have much to thank God for, but today I'd like to focus our thoughts on the wonderful inheritance that God has for the Christian. Can you imagine if tomorrow morning you got a phone call from the state treasurer informing you that you're entitled to a large sum of unclaimed cash? Back on February 1st, the Pennsylvania treasurer announced the day to be a National Unclaimed Property Day celebration, and encourage PA residents to visit the Treasury website to see if any of the $4.5 billion in unclaimed property that the state holds might belong to them. Unfortunately, they didn't have anything that belongs to me. But think of how many people in our state there may be whose financial situation would be greatly helped by simply claiming what is rightfully theirs. Today we're going to consider Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, that says that we are to give thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet or able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. My friend, this morning, if you are feeling a bit poor spiritually, I encourage you to stay with us as we consider the great riches that God has made available to each one of us.
Rich I am, though not in earthly wear, but greater far than any millionaire. How rich I am since Jesus came my way, redeemed my soul and turned my night to day. How very rich, how very rich I am.
Peace and joy I never knew before, and countless blessings from His boundless store.
How very rich, how very rich I am. There's a greater glory in a sunset, a brighter twinkle in a star. There's there's much more promise in a rainbow, more music in a singing bird, by far. All things have changed, my eyes once blind can see, the whole wide world is now a symphony, and with all this, and is my destiny. How rich I am.
That was an old recording of a quartet from Hope Sound Bible College, but the message is still true today. Because of what God has done for us, we have great riches. Let's take this opportunity to thank the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you, Lord, for the riches that have made available for each one of us. Lord, you see the listener today. You see the struggles they may be having and the problems they face. I pray that you would be with them. Give comfort, give help, give strength. Lord, for physical needs, would you be with them and give them a special touch, we pray. Lord, for this broadcast, I pray that you would accomplish in it exactly what you want to this morning. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. This program is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, I invite you to join us each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock tonight for an evening worship service. On Wednesday nights, there are a prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock p.m. Now this evening, the Penview Bible Institute Choir and Ensemble will share during the 6 o'clock service, and I invite you to join with us for a night of great music. I hope that you'll be able to join us in person for the services, but if not, you can always go to LebanonGMC.com, where you can watch live broadcasts of our services, find out about upcoming events, and even share prayer requests with us. That's LebanonGMC.com.
So small, I wonder what God wants from me. What will I be? I listen for his call, try to wait so patiently, though I may not see. When I cannot find my way, I just remember the promise he made. Plans I have for you, I know exactly what to do. I will work a wonder for your good. I will listen when you pray, give you peace for each new day. Trust in me your whole life through, I know the plans I have for you.
It's a mystery. I try to understand and follow everywhere he leads, for my heart believes.
And when I cannot see the end, I hear him saying again and again,
I know the plans I have for you, I know exactly what to do. I will work a wonder for your good. I will listen when you pray,
give you peace for each new day.
Trust in me your whole life through, I know the plans I have for you. Search me with all your heart, seek me and you. For your good, I will listen when you
plans I have for you. Trust in me your whole life through. I know the plans I have for you.
This morning, let's consider our incorruptible inheritance that God has made available for us. A number of years ago, my mother inherited a sum of money from her aunt. It was a nice surprise that her aunt would have included her in the will, so that even after my mother's aunt passed away, my mom was a beneficiary of her estate. Now this morning, each Christian has a hope of an inheritance, not because of their own worthiness or the death of God, but because it's been obtained by Jesus Christ. Each Christian has been adopted into the family of God and are now joint heirs with Christ. In the book of 1 Peter, right after the first two verses of greeting, we find a reminder of this inheritance that's to be given to each believer. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." First, thanks can be given to God for the access and hope of this inheritance that's been obtained for us by Jesus Christ. And it's an inheritance through Jesus. You know, an inheritance is not something earned, but it's something that's given. There's not one of us this morning who is able to earn our salvation or pay the debt that we owed because of our sins. Only Jesus could pay our debt, and on top of that, offer us a priceless, eternal treasure. This offering is due to the abundant mercy of God that's been extended to us, as we see there in verse 3. Because of this mercy, this morning we have hope. It's a living hope because of a resurrected Savior. You could say that the details of our inheritance are not written on a document that is stored in a safe that we await to be read someday like a will, but it's wrapped in the person of Jesus. And just as sure as we can be that Jesus is alive and has conquered the grave, we can be sure that he will fulfill his promises to those who trust in him. That's something to give the Lord praise for this morning. Also, look at how the Bible describes this inheritance. There in verse 4, it's described as incorruptible. This inheritance does not decay or lessen in value. Each and every house that I know of that man has built on earth is slowly falling apart. They need maintenance, and the more elaborate or ornate the home, it just seems the more upkeep it will require. Jesus has promised us a mansion that God has reserved for us in heaven that is free from all decay. That treasure that's laid up for the Christian is beyond compare. Also, the treasure is undefiled. You know, there are many who are suspicious of the wealth accumulated by the rich. But the riches of heaven come from the Creator of all things. In other words, no one is harmed or taken advantage of to provide for your home in heaven. In fact, those who plan and scheme to enter into heaven by dishonest means will never enter into that city. We may only enter into the mercy of God that's been given to us when we deserved nothing, but found forgiveness and pardon and freedom in Christ Jesus. Also, the treasure that's waiting us in heaven is non-depleting, or in other words, it fadeth not away. In the past couple of years, we've watched as prices rise on many different items. And if you're trying to save for retirement someday, things like inflation and rising prices are definitely concerning. How many people have been scammed out of their savings or retirement by thieves who tricked them? The riches that we stand to inherit in heaven will not run out, cannot be stolen, and will not come up short of what we need. The reserved in heaven for us, for those kept by the power of God, as verse 5 says, whose faith is in salvation, those who are kept ready to be revealed in the last time. This morning, my friend, I have hope of heaven and eternal life, not because of an earthly heritage or a family birthright, but because of the abundant mercy of God, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the power of God that's working through us as believers that will accomplish the will of God. This morning, we're able to be obedient children of God, living a new life, freed from sinful lusts and habits. With the Spirit of God empowering us, we can, and we will, live in obedience to God's will for us. What an inheritance! Not only do we have hope of living with Jesus in heaven someday, but God has a plan to give us power for living right now, today. And so this morning, do you have the Spirit of God at work in your life? Is He purifying and empowering you to live and be what God wills? This is the provision of God for you to live a victorious spiritual life, to not be held down by the old habits, the old lusts, the old temptations. Your inheritance has been purchased by the blood of Jesus and is available for you. Don't settle for less than the fullness of God in your life. We have a great and powerful God who can and will change you from a lost sinner into a child of the King with an inheritance that is out of this world.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hand than to be a king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men. I'd rather be faithful to His dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to His home. He's fairer than the lilies of rarest blue. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hungry spirit needs. I'd rather Jesus and let Him lead than to be a king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather Jesus than anything this world affords.
Jesus brought me from to where I am today, then you would know.
That was the Cassidy family with the song, I'd Rather Have Jesus. You know, my friend, if you're like me and you're the parent of small children or perhaps even grown children, you want them to find this inheritance that they have in Jesus Christ that's been provided for them, to walk in the power and the freedom that comes from knowing Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. I enjoy this song by the Ryan family. It says, give my son a perfect heart. Listen with me, and I trust that this is your prayer this morning.
David prayed to the Father for his precious son. He is weak and he is frail. He is fresh and young. May he keep your holy word deep inside his heart. And when the storms of life begin, he'll trust you from the start. Give my son a perfect heart, faithful and true. Give him eyes to see the world from your point of view. Give him strength to do your will. Guide his footsteps too. Give my son a perfect heart. May he be like you. I pray, Heavenly Father, for my precious son. He is weak and he is frail. His life has just begun. May he keep your holy word deep inside his heart, that when the storms of life begin, he'll trust you from the start. Give my son a perfect heart, faithful and true. Give him eyes to see the world from your point of view. Give him strength to do your will. Guide his footsteps too. Give my son a perfect heart. May he be like you. Lord, I know that someday my boy will be a man. Help me, Lord, to some way make him understand that fame and fortune of this world is not the race to run. but there is grace for everything. That's why you gave your son. I give you my son. Give my son a perfect heart, faithful and true. Give him eyes to see the world from your point of view. Give him strength to do your will, guide his footsteps too. Give my son a perfect heart, may he be like you. Give my son a perfect heart, may he be like you.
Well, my friend, it's been my privilege to be with you today. I trust that you are an heir to the inheritance that God has for his children. It's just a great privilege to be a child of the one true King. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, we would love to help you. You can send us a note at lebgmc@gmail.com, or better yet, come stop by. Join us for our evening worship services at 6 o'clock. Or better yet, just stop by. Join us for our morning worship service at 10:30, our evening worship service at 6 o'clock. Again, this evening, the choir and ensemble from Penview Bible Institute. Again, this evening, the choir and ensemble from Penview Bible Institute will be joining us to share in a special service of sacred music. And I'm sure that you will be blessed if you're able to attend. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you a great week. Live like you're a child of the King, walking in the power that he's provided for you.
If seeing is believing, I believe it, because I've seen it and I know that he can fix an impossible circumstance with a touch of his hand. From the chains of sin, put a broken heart back together again. If seeing is believing, I believe it, 'cause I've seen it and I know that he can do it again.
It's been said that miracles never happen today. They say the times that they occurred have long since gone away. Miracles from way back when could very well happen to you.
If seeing is believing, then you better believe it,
'cause you're looking at a living proof.
If seeing is believing, I believe it, 'cause I've seen it and I know that he can.
I know he can
fix an impossible circumstance with a touch of his hand.
One touch of his hand,
freeing a life from the chains of sin, put a broken heart back together again.
If seeing is believing, I believe it, 'cause I've seen it and I know that he can do it again.
Again, if seeing is believing, I believe it, 'cause I've seen it and I know that he can.
I know he can
fix an impossible circumstance with a touch of his hand.
One touch of his hand,
free and alive.